The Chinese government has issued yet another call for calm on the Korean Peninsula. This comes as North Koreans celebrate the April 15th birthday of founding President Kim Il-sung. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chengying.
No matter what happens, we must stay committed to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, uphold the Korean Peninsula's peace, and persist in solving the problem through dialogue. Over a period of time, China has always maintained close communication with all the relevant parties, urged the parties not to take actions that will antagonize one another and provoke one another with their words and actions, and avoid doing anything that could make the situation even more tense.
North Korea has issued an ultimatum saying it will start military demonstrations in response to what it calls South Korea's hostility. South Korea's Defense Minister Kim Kwon-jin says the North is seen ready to launch missiles, but he notes all-out war does not appear to be on the cards.
I think some of the South Korean people are concerned about possible war. This is not true. I can firmly say that there is no sign of all-out war.
At the same time, the South Korean side says it regrets North Korea's rejection of talks. North Korea has rebuffed the offer of talks, calling it a crafty trick.